What up, K-State Nation? This is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This is Eddie Greer coming to you once again on this Monday, September. Oh, gosh, let me get that off of that mode. Monday, September 22nd, 2025. It's the first time I listen to this podcast, Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, whether that is football, returning this weekend. Women's volleyball, women's soccer, women's golf was in action over the weekend. We'll come back to that as they participated in the final round of the Schooner Fall Classic yesterday there. Men's golf as well. Men's golf returning actually today in Lincoln, Nebraska, and so much more. Again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts there. The Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast, G-R-I-E-R number 3, E-D-D-I-D, apostrophe S Podcast. That's again, G-R-I-E-R number 3, E-D-D-I-D, apostrophe S Podcast. For more bonus coverage or cats, either today or Wednesday, I'm looking at over there on that show. On this week's show anyway. So, Alex ain't over there. Myself, we'll dive on into what happened Arizona. And what does this K-State football team need to do to get themselves right against UCF? Because right now, overall, I'm not only just talking about K-State football. This is what I'm talking about, the football category. The football category stinks across the board right now. It stinks. And it's going to be a miserable football season. Across the board, everything, whether that's college football, whether it's K-State, K-State football, Falcons, Falconing, or the Gators, offense continues to, be a no-show. But anyways, there's that. So, Poppy Nap, Greer 3 Ace Podcast, and of course, make sure you do, if you're a listener or have been listening to this podcast, we come at you every single day. K-State, your K-State Wildcats, every single day. We try to keep up with it. This is a podcast for you, K-State Nation. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Yes, so Big 12 scores from over the weekend. Right, and this was, I'm just focusing on the Big 12. We ain't got to worry about nothing else because this, K-State football, Chris Klieman returning to Big 12 play. Remember, this is the Bill Snyder home opener. This is not the overall Big 12 home opener, but we already had that. Unfortunately, overseas, taking away a home game to go overseas to lose. Don't get me started on that. But anyways, let's just take a look at week 4 of the Big 12 scoreboard here. This is what this rest of this episode is going to be about. Starting back on Friday, Oklahoma State's miserable year continues for them. Mike Gundy might be on its way out. they got beat by Tulsa 19-12. So there's that. But really coming out of this, Texas Tech, all talk. And look, Texas Tech, whether they have all these expectations or not, they drilled Utah. This was the biggest storyline, probably the biggest storyline in the conference. They drilled Utah 34-10. This was a top 20 matchup there in Texas Tech. Look, they've had hype for the last, 2 years, and they ain't lived up to it. And I have my questions on Texas Tech, but this might reassert the eye looking, the wow emoji, or what do you want to call it? They went into Utah and just absolutely whooped on Utah. Put that belt to ass on Utah, 34-10 there. And remember, K-State's got to play both of these teams. And if K-State's playing what they've been playing, they ain't going to win none of these games. I tell you that right now. TCU winners over SMU at home, 35-24. And this week's opponent for Kansas State, UCF, drilled. Hey, Bill Belichick, you might as well just stay retired, dog. 34-9, UCF 34, North Carolina 9. This was in Orlando. And again, this is K-State's opponent this week, UCF. UCF coming back up here to Manhattan. No, not to Kansas City. That's where Eddie Greer III is at. Going to Manhattan, Kansas to play Kansas State. And they got a little momentum right now. So there's that. Bill Belichick, yeah. It's going to be a rough one for him. Woof. Yeah, woof indeed. Kansas, there has been a ton of chatter. Obviously, we ain't even made it to October yet, obviously, but it's been marked on this podcast. Look, Kansas, they should have beat K-State 2 years in a row now if standards were to hold. Right, KU came into Manhattan, and I hate to jump the gun this far, but look, KU should have beat K-State. They should have beat us last year. But Jalen Daniels turned the ball over late. So you got that going on. And then the year before that, obviously, KU dominated at home. And obviously, and rightfully so, because K-State, we don't deserve to get talked about right now. It may not be good. That could be a good thing for K-State football right now, because all the talk, at least around Kansas City anyways, and it seems like on social media anyways, is KU destroying K-State this year. Well, KU destroyed West Virginia 41-10 at that, we're going to call it the renovated Memorial Stadium over there in Lawrence, Kansas. Everybody says it's new, but they got a new booth. Everything ain't finished yet. So, you have a Amos Dorner giving $3 million or how many where it was for that stadium. And look, that stadium, they work anyway. me being there a couple of times anyway. So, got that going on. And oh, by the way, yeah, that game, oh yeah, it's in Lawrence. So, yeah, and all this shit chatter about KU. Yeah, man, we gotta be that sorry ass K-State team this year. We gotta be this. Well, we're gonna find out. We'll find out if that comes to fruition, because they had opportunities the last 2 years, good opportunities, and they didn't do it, because K-State definitely should. We should have lost last year, but somehow pulled one out of our ass. This is a Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Can you tell if it's a Monday? Can you tell it's Monday? Monday, September 22nd, Big 12 scoreboard. K-State did not play. Now it's a good thing, because football season has sucked. You know what? There, as we looked at the rest of the scoreboard from the other Big 12 teams, which include Arizona State going down to Waco, knocking off Baylor 27-24. And this was a conference game, obviously. 27-24. BYU all over East Carolina 34-13. And Colorado over Wyoming 37-20 there. As now I look over to the other tab. Oh boy. That's not what I want. Not the scoreboard. Yeah, the standings. Let me see. Oh boy. There we go. Yeah, so there we go on that. So now, and look at this. So we have four ranked teams in the top 25. Obviously, the new top 25 will come out at some point this morning there. Iowa State, well, the highest ranked team right now is Texas Tech right now. So you have Iowa State, Texas Tech, Houston, Arizona State, and Kansas in the win column right now. And on the bottom feeder with K-State, West Virginia, Colorado, Baylor, and Utah. So, yeah, right there, folks. So, not all these teams have played a conference game yet. And that includes 24th ranked and 25th ranked TCU and BYU there as well. And UCF, oh, by the way, UCF coming in Manhattan on Saturday morning on FS1 at 11 a.m. That's what we get for being sorry-ass team. I said that last week of the show. This is what we get. Get an early morning game. You better get ready to play. That's the bottom line. Okay, Chris Klieman, you can draw up all the numbers and all that guru stuff. But the bottom line is, K-State football, your asses better be ready to play. That's just the bottom line. Let's not make this complicated. We make too many things complicated all across the board. Yeah, you can tell. I'm on one this morning. But, yeah, for K-State football, you got to come out and be ready to play. It's bomb line in the first two games at home, in the home schedule, North Dakota and, what is that, Army. You play like shit. That is bomb line. And really, you should have lost, really, both of those games. Well, you lost to Army, obviously. You should have lost to North Carolina. No, not North Carolina. North Dakota as well. So, look, the bottom line is, especially, the Crow's going to be out for real If you don't come ready to play out straight out of the gate. If you don't come out straight out of the gate, be ready to play against UCF. There's just no excuses. No excuse at this point. You coming off a bye week, off of two losses in a row. You're asking to get back in the win column. More importantly, you need to win. This is from here on out. Straight conference games. UCF and obviously everybody was looking at the beginning of the year. All the memory stick about Baylor. We ain't gonna get that. Baylor, they lost. Mom, you gotta win games. I said it last week, and I'm gonna keep on saying, K-State football, you need to win games, just like the women's volleyball team and the women's soccer team. Y'all not getting that done right now. So there's that. That's your mission this week. Handle your business. UCF beat a sorry-ass North Carolina team with a coach that should have stayed retired. That's just the bottom line. And we'll talk UCF more throughout the week, obviously. And, of course, Alex will have his thoughts over on a Podbean app as well. So that's a look, really, early look at my thoughts on the UCF game on Saturday at 11 a.m. Oh, by the way, on FS1 there as well. So, yeah, it's the bottom line. Chris Klieman, this coaching staff, all the coaching staffs under fire. Everything's the question, folks, as well. So we'll just have to see. We'll see. And obviously the one thing that came out, and I mentioned it on yesterday's show, Avery needs the ball. Of course, we've been saying that since the very beginning of the season. That's his main weapon, his legs. We've been saying that. Where you been? I don't know. I just don't get it. So we'll just have to see what happens. Obviously, we're only on Monday, so let's just get through this week, and we'll see what happens from there. But yeah, that's we took a look at the Big 12 school board from week 4. And yeah, the biggest story out of the Big 12 conference, Texas Tech. Yeah, they've been the story the last couple of years. So and not performing to their standards. So, but hey, that's a statement win there on the road against Utah. So we'll see what that. I better put a pin on it right for right now on this edition of the podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Get it wherever you get your podcast, free and available daily, wherever you get your podcast as well. Be sure to subscribe. We're coming at you every single day. We're going to have, and it's a busy week for K-State. Big week for K-State Athletics this week. Across the board, volleyball coming home. Huge, Big Mo off their suite on the Carolina teams there as well. Soccer playing this week as well. It's a lot going on the court. And I mentioned the men's golf starting there. They're about to start, actually, in Lincoln, Nebraska, the Get Our Done Invitational. If my memory serves correct there. As well. So yeah, man, this is the podcast for you. You want to stay being a know on all things K-State sports? This is a podcast for you right here, K-State Nation. That's going to do it for right now. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Cats.